Fiction writer Robert Boswell will read from his work on Wednesday, February 21st at 8 p.m. in Modern Languages. And William Kittredge and Annick Smith, two significant writers about the American West, will be reading from their work on Thursday, February 22nd at 8 in the Duval Auditorium at the University Medical Center. And you can call the English Department or the Poetry Center for more information about that. Also, I would like to announce that there will be a, quote, lovesick poetry reading on February 14th at the University of Arizona Student Union Cellar from noon to 1, and that is an open mic, and you can contact the Department of Student Programs by February 13th to get on the lineup. Copies of Mr. Sobin's books are available, compliments of ASUA bookstore. They will be for sale in the lobby after the reading, and I'm sure Mr. Sobin will be happy to sign copies of the books. Gustav Sobin is the author of 5 volumes of poetry, the most recent of which are By the Bias of Sound, Selected Poems, and Breath's Burials, both issued in 1995. His 2 novels, Venus Blue and Dark Mirrors, a novel of Provence, were published by Bloomsbury and were critically acclaimed both in the United States and abroad. His poetry has been included in the Best American Poetry of 1990 and the Postmodern American Poetry, a Norton anthology, and in magazines such as Talisman, Ironwood, and Sulphur. He has, for the past 30 years, been resident in France. A professor of poetry and, interestingly, of archaeology at the Lacoste School of the Arts in Provence, Mr. Sobin's creative work seems appropriately matched to these two disciplines. His is a poetry possessing the full knowledge of his modern poetic predecessors, perhaps most obviously the French surrealists and the American contemporaries Robert Duncan and Robert Creeley. But it is one which also looks back to a time of almost prehistoric utterance and weighted image. A work where the psychological leap and forward rhetorical movement are hybrid with the pure descriptive, the visual. Sobin's interest in the basic units of speech, the syllables, shows for this reader a love of utterance, as if the poet wishes to dissect the language, not to bend it in illustration of a theory. Sobin's poetry helps its readers come to an understanding of the basic syntactical units by placing them in positions of tension or adoration. Just as the archaeologist unearths, repairs, and reassembles an artifact to gain a greater understanding of its innate structure and culture of origin, so Sobin constructs and reconstructs his fine poems. In a conversation I had with Gustav 2 days ago, he told me of his living abroad, where as a native English speaker living among the French, he is, in a way, able to reserve English for the production of poetry. It does not get used for laundry lists or advertisements or political rhetoric, but maintains its inherent beauty, its edge. This linguistic isolation allows him to write a poetry that is highly visual, almost cinematic, with great lyric intensity, while remaining fully aware of the weight and magnitude of our language. As one critic has written, Sobin's poetry performs an otherwise inconceivable melding of austerity and exuberance. From his poem, Caesura, Midsummer. Was no room white enough to catch this lightning, your fabulous lash? I'm pleased to introduce Gustav Sobin.